Podcast Detroit studios in the heart of the Motor City. This is Art Junkies. All right, let's do this. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 24 of Art Junkies. I am your host, Jimmy McKnight. It is Monday, January 29th, 2018. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We are doing so many exciting things. The YouTube channel is on its way. We already have some videos up there, as you can see. I finally was able to upload the Gas Monkey Tequila tasting video, which was on episode 2 that I released, I think it was about 5 months ago at this point. And that was absolutely a lot of fun, but you're going to be able to see a lot more in-studio videos up on YouTube. I'm going to be doing some strictly YouTube-exclusive interviews. If you go on the Art Junkies Instagram page, you can see the video studio that we have ready. It's so exciting. There's going to be a lot of very cool stuff coming from Art Junkies on YouTube. Also, Art Junkies website is now live and updated. Go to www.artjunkies.com and check it out. There's going to be more developments, of course, as the website grows and as the show grows. Eventually, there's going to be an events section so you guys can see where live broadcasts are going to be taking place. Also, what things we have coming down the pipeline that you guys can look forward to. So all of that is very exciting. But before I get too far, we got to pay some bills. This episode is sponsored by Blue Demon Weld Supply. Blue Demon Weld Supply offers a full line of welding filler metals and brazing alloys. Everything from steel, stainless steel, nickel, copper, aluminum, titanium, solid, and flux core. New products for 2018 include Blue Demon Apex Flux Core Welding Wire, BD1000 electrodes with a new scientifically improved formula, a dual voltage inverter, 200 amp AC-DC TIG machine, and Blue Demon single use Ace Wipes. We've all been there. You run out of acetone in your bottle. You have to go all the way across the shop to fill it up just to get halfway back, and the thing falls out of your hand, spilling acetone everywhere, taking away from your productivity and getting the job done. Well, Blue Demon stepped up and has developed these single-use Ace Wipes, which are absolutely fantastic. Just clean your weld prep area and get back under the hood and making money. This episode is also sponsored by WeldDevils.com. For welder-inspired merch like hats, t-shirts, coffee mugs, go to WeldDevils.com, and brand new to the lineup are custom logos. I know everybody is sick and tired of these t-shirt companies grabbing your content and using them for free advertisement to sell their crappy t-shirts. Well, WeldDevils is sick of it too, and they have stepped up to offer affordable custom logos to watermark all of your content. So go to WeldDevils.com, go to WeldDevils on Instagram, hit them up, give them your ideas, and get yourself a logo to protect your content. All right, this episode, I interview Jim Wright, the host of Jimbo's Garage on YouTube. He is an absolutely awesome guy. This was a lot of fun to talk to him. He's got almost 50,000 subscribers on his YouTube channel that he's had for a little over 3 years. And the stuff that he's putting out on his channel is absolutely top notch. It's edited just like an actual show that you would watch on History Channel, Discovery Channel. It's that quality. It's so good. And I literally sat here all day yesterday and just watched so many of his videos because I just got pulled in to just his journey of all these different projects that he makes. A lot of the stuff that you see on there, and it's real. Like, that's the thing about this. It's 100% real. You get to see him design the project. You get to see him figure out different things and what works better. And then you ultimately get to see the end product. And a lot of times it's for his actual construction company, Wright Construction. And you get to see the installation of these actual projects that he builds in his garage, which is extremely clean, by the way. And we get into that. But like I said, this episode was a lot of fun. So I hope you enjoy, ladies and gentlemen, Jimbo's Garage. I've been watching your videos all day. I've been driving my wife absolutely crazy because I haven't let her watch anything else. I see that you started at construction. You've moved into the YouTube channel, which is your show, Jimbo's Garage. You've been featured on the cover of Welder Magazine. I mean, this is pretty impressive, all coming from a construction background. So what I'd like to do is talk to you a little bit about how you got into construction, starting your business that ultimately led to the YouTube channel.
Okay, well, I was in the grocery business in my teens. When I first turned 16, I got in the grocery business, and out of all things, and I did that for a while, and that just wasn't my deal. I was kind of a hands-on guy that liked to work with my hands and build things, and so I thought it would be a great idea to get into construction. So I kind of went in that direction, and that is all good and everything. It was kind of weird how that got started. I was in the grocery business. I actually bought a house and at a pretty young age. And the house I bought was brand new, and it had no front yard, no backyard. So I figured, hey, I need to get a patio. I've got to do some planters, build some planters. And so I just started doing this on my own. And it worked out pretty good. As a matter of fact, so good that the neighbor next door to me said, hey, this is awesome. Can you do me? And so on the weekends, I started doing this concrete and masonry type deal on the weekends, and found out I was making more money on the weekends doing that than I was in the grocery business. So that's how I got started in construction.
Did you just start kind of offering your services to other people? Like, this is what I can do, and word of mouth travels, and that's how more or less you got into the business of construction itself?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, at that point in time, I decided that it was time for me to get the contractor's license, and I went ahead and did that and get set up in a business. And so I did that, and I got an answering service, and then I took an ad out in the local Yellow Pages back at the time. When there was Yellow Pages.
Yeah, I was going to say Yellow Pages.
that's no longer. But at any rate, the phone just rang. I got about 20 calls a day, and then I just took off doing concrete and masonry, and I've been doing that for almost 30 years now. But, you know, and that's been good. It's good. I've enjoyed it. But more so, I like building things, you know, working with my hands. The concrete and masonry was great, but, you know, still – On the weekends, I still found myself doing miscellaneous odd projects around the house and building things and making furniture and welding and all kinds of different things. I've been doing that the whole time going along here. And it wasn't till, it's actually been just exactly three years now, just about 3 years and a week since I started YouTube. But my daughter and her fiance, which is actually my editor, producer, and manager now, said, hey, why don't we, you know, you're always in your shop, you're always in your garage, you're always building something, you know, we could do it, make a YouTube channel. And I go, what is YouTube? What is that?
Right.
And so finally, that's how that all started. And who would ever think that it has progressed as rapidly as it has? It's pretty amazing.
Well, it's done very, very well, man. I mean, the intro is spectacular. The way everything is edited and put together, you can tell it's done with some talent, and it's really done very, very well for the end product that you have. And it keeps you interested in it. You know, I mean, you do a little bit of, you know, face on camera stuff, and then you kind of, you know, speed up your projects and narrate over them. You know, you intermix, you know, talking directly to the camera versus the narrating over what you're doing. So I mean, it's a great mix, and it really does, like I'm saying, keep you interested to want to watch the next video and the next video and the next video. And I can say that from experience, because that's all I've done today is watch the next video and the next video of Jimbo's Garage. And like I was saying earlier, driving my wife absolutely crazy, but then even she started getting into it and watching it too, and she's like, all right, let's watch the next one now, you know. So I mean, it's reaching more than just, you know, the average guy builder. You know, if it can get her attention, and that really can attest to, you know, how interesting it is. And, you know, all the projects that you're doing really captivate people and want to keep tuning into your channel.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for that. You know, and it's been a bit of a learning curve, because I got to say, I'm not quite that type of guy that's generally good in front of the camera, in front of audiences. But, you know, Dane has coached me along really well, and he's in this business. He's a professional videographer, photographer, and does the stuff for a living. So, you know, that's why, you know, everything is maybe the way it is, because he already knows how to edit and put together stuff like this. So I'm thankful for him for all of that, and my family for all the support. But, you know, back when we first got started, that you can see back at, you know, a couple of years ago, the videos are a little bit different back then than mm-hmm. they are today. And that's just because it's just all about a learning curve and how, you know, I'm getting a little bit more comfortable, and the projects are obviously different. Every project is different.
Right. It's the natural progression of things. I mean, this show has only been around since September. And from the very first episode to now this one, I believe is episode 24. It's already changed dramatically just in the way that I even present the show, you know, so it is. It's the natural progression of things. You get more comfortable in front of the camera or on the mic. And you also figure out, you know, how to market to your audience better as well.
And, you know, and that right there, Jimmy, is a key, you know. And I often, you know, I just try to be myself. And a lot of times, pretty much after every video that I do, it's like, God, that wasn't very good. That wasn't, you know, I don't know. It just didn't turn out the way I was thinking. But you know what? It always seems to work out really good. And everyone that I talk to in the community here that watches this, I get a lot of real positive feedback from them saying, hey, you're doing a great job. Everything is unique. It's different. And just keep being you and just keep doing the projects you're doing.
So when you really started getting the groove and you started putting out more content on your channel, how did it feel to see the reaction from people and start seeing that subscriber list just keep gaining and gaining and gaining? You're almost at 50,000 subscribers as of right now. And in the 3.5 years you've been doing it, that's huge to have that many subscribers already. So, I mean, like I say, and it is really resonating with people, but were you taken back at all with the fact that it was gaining so much popularity so quick?
You know, I have to say I really am. And we never thought for one minute that it would turn into what it's turning into. And I got to say, the first video that we put up, then the second, then the third, you know, I remember Danny and I sitting in here, we're looking at the computer, looking at my dashboard, and just going, gosh, if we could just get to one subscriber a day, 30 a month, that would be huge. That would be great. And so that was a goal that we started out with, just get 30 subscribers a month, one a day. And I remember watching the progression happen. And it went from, you know, after a week, it went from one a day to two a day to three a day. And, you know, and now almost 200, right around 200 subscribers a day. It's just amazing. I've just we're just so excited at the way things are turning out.
That's fantastic, man. And I noticed that you're also doing, you know, you are building a lot of different projects, but you're also doing a lot of welding. And I see that you've got quite a few different welders that you use. You're using an Everlast, and I believe I can't remember what the other one, the red one that you have.
That's HTP.
HTP. Okay. You know, did you teach yourself welding? I mean, how did that all come about? Because that is the kind of the basis of this show is I like to find out what everybody's journey to the arc is. How did welding get incorporated in your life, especially with a masonry and concrete background?
Exactly. I know it seems a little odd, but welding has always been my passion right out of high school. In high school, when I was a freshman in high school, I took metal shop. And I found it so intriguing that I really look forward to that. Just working with, you know, learning how to weld. Back then, it was just stick welding and, you know, oxyacetylene, you know, and stuff like that. And it was very intriguing to me. And I remember I took in my freshman year, it was metal shop, and it was metal tech two and teacher's assistant in metal tech two. And I just progressed and just did everything I could when I was in high school. And then right out of high school, I took a job as a welder right out of high school, and I did that for a couple, you know, I was just a young kid, and I did that for, you know, for a couple of years, and found that really wasn't my deal. I was young. I wanted to go to experience, do some other things. And so I got out of it for a while, but yeah, welding really has been my passion my whole life. And I still love it today. And I'd much rather do welding videos than I would woodworking videos, but it doesn't always work that way. You know, a lot of projects that I have involve wood, and that's fine too, but welding definitely is my passion.
Well, you graced the cover of Welder magazine, so I definitely say it started to give back to you a little bit. How was that whole experience? You know, being contacted by them and sitting down and doing the interview, and ultimately gracing the cover of Welder magazine.
You know, that was a shocker. It really was. They contacted us and told us that they would be interested in doing an interview, and more than likely they wanted to feature me on the cover of their magazine, which is really exciting. And so that was a good experience. And then right after that, I don't know if you're aware of this, but right after that, another magazine contacted me, Welding Productivity.
Oh, wow.
And so I was, and that is an online magazine. And so, that is another magazine that had contacted me for as well. And so it was like back to back. It was crazy.
Yeah. It really got the ball rolling, man.
Yeah, it sure did. It got a lot of exposure, and it was really interesting.
Did that help out at all with the channel? Did that seem to bring more people to your YouTube channel now that the fact that you were in not just one but two different welding publications?
You know, it did for it seemed like it did. It seemed like it did for a short period of time. The subscribers may have went up a little bit, but I got a couple comments. I think I posted a video on the interview. I got some positive feedback from that, but not as much as I thought maybe I might have. I thought maybe this might be crazy. It's going to go crazy, you know, with all this, but it really wasn't too bad. It didn't, you know, like blow up in my face and just have all kinds of things going on, but it definitely was a help, and it was a great experience, that's for sure.
What would you say the majority of your audience members are? Are they more welders, or are they just more general makers, woodworkers? What people do you tend to interact with the most from your channel?
It seems to be, you know, because all the comments that I get, it seems to be that these guys are a lot of welding community, a lot of the welding community. There are some woodworking guys. They get comments on that. A lot of what might be weekend hobbyists, you know, weekend guys that just in general like making and building things, or seeing how what it takes to make and build different things. At least that's the feedback that I'm getting from the comments I'm getting in the comments section.
What are some of the most common questions that you receive from your channel?
How do you keep your shop so clean and organized? that seems to be, you know, you don't really work there. That's just a stage. That is just something that, you know, nothing ever goes on in your shop, you know, and that is definitely not true. As a matter of fact, what I really should do is I should take a video of right in the middle of a project that I'm working on and see. It is quite a disaster in here when the project is done. But like I've explained to people before, you know, I like to be as organized as I possibly can. You know, a good job's a clean job, and a good shop's a clean shop. And so it only takes, you know, not everybody's organized. So it only takes, you know, me really 10 minutes at the end of the day or less, and I can go from a complete disaster to my shop looking brand new and ready for the next project.
I can totally attest to that too, man, because even where I work and the kind of stuff that I do, I have to absolutely have a clean area to start with. I even stop in the middle sometimes to clean things up just so I can keep going, because otherwise, you know, you have stuff laying all over the place. You're tripping all over yourself. You're causing more hazards and you know, ending, causing more halt to your productivity than anything, because you're, you know, tripping over stuff or stepping over stuff. Where if you just take 5-10 minutes here or there to keep the area clean, you can, you know, ultimately finish the job the way that it needs to be done in quick time.
You know, that's exactly right. And that's what happens to me. You said it, you hit the nail on the head right there. I'll be in the middle of a project. I'll just start. I started a project. I'm not an hour in. And I'll take a few minutes and clean up everything that I've already got out, and then start again, and then start again, and clean it, start again. because like you said, you're exactly right. You know, if I have four or five grinders out, or I've got, you know, stuff where I've cut drops off the, you know, from cutting metal, and everything is all over the place, I can't stand it. I've got to be able to get everything somewhat cleaned up again, so I feel like I'm able to be a lot more productive.
You know, being a guy that's obviously been in the construction atmosphere for so long, what would be some advice that you could give an up and comer who's, you know, maybe just out of welding school or just out of trade school and looking to either get into business or start their first job? What would be some advice that you could give somebody who's looking to live this life and earn money this way?
Well, in terms of construction, you know, that is just, you know, follow what you feel that you're good at, you know, and with construction, that worked out good to me. I realized right away that, hey, you know, I can do this. And that's exactly what I did. And so just believe in yourself. If you feel that that is something that you are good at, pursue it, you know, at the best quality you can, and you know, everything will be just fine. And in terms of which, by the way, my construction company is still, we're still going strong, you know, it's pretty much self-ran. I've got I spend probably 4 or 5 hours in the morning with it, and then the rest of the afternoon I'm here in the shop. But if you're starting out in welding, and I do get a lot of questions, a lot of comments, hey, I'm getting started, what do you recommend? Well, you know, what tools do you recommend? And I think I did a video on just starting welding and what little tools that you may need to get started with. Just do it, you know, jump in there. Don't be afraid to jump in and, you know, do a couple welding projects, start small, work your way up, you know, work for, you know, friends and neighbors or whatever it may be, and tell them that, hey, I can do this, whether it be building something with your hands, wood, welding, whatever it may be, and just give it a shot, and you'll see that what your niche is, you'll see what you fall into.
Going back to what you were saying about equipment, what is some of the equipment that makes Jimbo's, that is absolutely essential for Jimbo's garage? What's some of your favorite go-to stuff that you absolutely have to have?
So some of the, you know, for me, the stuff that I use regularly on a daily basis is angle grinders. Angle grinders is a key because I'm constantly cutting metal, mm-hmm. and constantly using grinders. Now, you know, whether it be a cutting wheel, a grinding wheel, a flap disc, wire wheel, whatever it may be, I'm finding that is an essential tool for what I use here in the shop. And, you know, marking pencils is another thing for marking metal. I just use a little silver streak pencil. I get a lot of people ask me, what do you use to mark your metal? I always see the silver pencil. You know, believe it or not, the smallest, simplest little things are the things that you use day in and day out. And, you know, stuff like that, the simplest, most inexpensive things is what makes your work really good.
Oh, definitely. I love them silver pencils, man. Long gone are the days of pulling out the old number two and marking it on some, you know, some dirty carbon steel to try to get your measurement. Now you can actually do it with the silver and see it clear as day.
Exactly. You know, and so, yeah, it's good. So that and, you know, grinders and, you know, welding equipment. You mentioned welding equipment. Yes, I do have a lot of it. Yeah, I've purchased a lot of it over the years. Some of it is testing equipment. So, and I really like what I have. It's good stuff.
What is the next project that we can look forward to seeing you do?
Well, my projects come. I don't plan anything out months in advance. I've had a couple of my sponsors that asked me, what can we look forward to for 2018? What's on your list? I have no idea. Whatever comes my way that week, whatever's happening. But I can tell you this, I am planning on, I want to say it's like an entertainment center coming soon for my house.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that. We are gearing up for that. I've been talking with my wife and my daughter, and we're getting plans together. And so that is something that I think is going to be a really good one. So I am planning on that, and it seems to be it's going to be made out of metal and wood combination again. So I did a computer desk recently that was a metal wood combination. So it's again, I believe that's what we have coming down the chute here.
Very cool, man. I'm very much looking forward to seeing that. And
I'm looking forward to building it. they keep coming up with these designs, and I go, yeah, I like it. I like it. And they said more and more elaborate, more and more elaborate. It's like, okay, now hang on a second here. You know, let's just take a closer look. So anyways, I'm looking forward to starting that project. That might be starting here in the next month or so. But besides that, you know, we put up videos. I try to put up a video at least one a week. And a lot of times they're random. We do have four or five of them stacked up right now. But a lot of times it'll be just random video just that day. That day I'll decide, gosh, I got this project to come into the shop. I'm going to film it and talk to Dan, and we edit and put it up the next day. So sometimes they're that fast, and sometimes they are planned out.
Very cool, man. Jim, thank you so very much for coming on the show. Before I let you go, please plug your YouTube channel and your social media. So for all those that are listening right now that aren't familiar with your show can now get familiar with it and find you.
Great. You can check me out at Jimbo's Garage. And also my website, jimbosgarage.com. And I'm active on Instagram as well, Jimbo's Garage. Thanks for having me, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Hey, anytime, man. Thanks again. Hope to talk to you soon, and you're welcome back anytime. All right, everybody, that's it for this one. Thank you so very much for listening. If you'd like to email the show, you can arcjunkies@gmail.com. And speaking of emails, I got another one this week from Wayne Samir, who says, hey there, love the podcast. I'm 3 weeks into my stick welding course, and I get so much inspiration from hearing your guests and how they got started. I'm so worried about finding a job once I'm finished with my course, worried that I won't make it in the welding world. So I try and be like a sponge and soak up any bit of info I can, and every time I listen to your podcast, it gives me some hope while I'm putting in time under the hood. I know it's probably not such an exciting job, but have you considered having anyone on from a shipyard? An apprenticeship at a naval shipyard is my goal for the time being, and I'd love to hear from someone who's been through it. Thanks for doing what you do, and weld hard. Wayne, thank you so very much for your email, and ask and you shall receive. I am actually in talks with a shipyard welder to have them on the show. So your email came at the absolute perfect time. So stay tuned, buddy. I promise you're going to hear from somebody that actually has firsthand experience working in the shipyard. And hopefully that puts your worries aside, because let me tell you something. If you come out of that trade school ready and certified and ready to weld, and you're willing to put in the work, have no worries, my friend, because you are going to make it in this trade. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are downloaded, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, and all new to Radio Public. If you are an Apple iTunes user, please hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and also leave a review, because your reviews ultimately help this show reach more people and gain further up on the rankings. Go to the website www.arcjunkies.com, and until next time, work safe and weld hard.